This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We did it. It's Friday.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
It's 11-11, Friday, November 11, 2016. I am recharged, refocused, and I can see the enemy's battle plan. Prepare, because I will lay out the clearest, most accurate analysis of the globalist counterstrike and how we defeat them for good, straight ahead. But first.
So when you stand and deliver that State of the Union address, in no part of your mind or brain can you imagine Donald Trump standing up one day and delivering a State of the Union address?
Well, I can imagine it in a Saturday night skit.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
He will never be president of the United States.
Donald Trump will never be elected president of the United States.
Now, Donald Trump is not going to become president of the United States.
Donald Trump is not going to be president of the United States. However respectful of the fact that the people have not voted, he's not going to be president of the United States.
Donald Trump is not going to be president of the United States.
Let's be clear. Donald Trump will lose the election.
I have one thing to say, one thing only, and that is that this race is over.
I think Donald Trump will be the nominee and will lose badly.
No one's going to be happier than President Obama when Trump loses. No one, except for me.
I think that Donald Trump's campaign is over.
Like it's a zombie, right? Like it's a walking dead. It's not, there's nowhere for him to go.
And the fact that most people think Donald Trump is going to lose probably means Donald Trump is going to lose.
When the inevitable happens, which is a very substantial landslide victory on November 8th.
And we need, when this race is over, to talk about why that was. I personally think this race is over.
To me, this race is over.
Politico's latest survey of political insiders agrees, quote, Clinton will crush Trump in November.
Well, ask real Donald Trump. At least I will go down as a president.
No. You were never a real president. You were a globalist operative installed. This is the return of the Republic. We have a beachhead now in Washington that's been captured by the globalist. And if President-elect Trump acts like a true American, he'll be able to drain that swamp. But understand something. The crocodiles, the sharks, the grendels that live in that swamp are not going to let him do it without trying to take him and us out with him. He cannot make deals with them. He must prosecute Hillary and the other top criminals. He must remove Paul Ryan, who's been caught in the WikiLeaks with Hillary. He's done if Trump moves against him. Trump, in his first 6 months to a year, has the Arthurian sword he's pulled from a stone. And I'm going to say this again. To pull the sword is half the battle. The second half is using it. He's the president. We've been occupied by foreign outside powers. It is not authoritarianism to say that if he has to encamp the U.S. military in Washington to arrest these people and bring them before juries or kick the foreign operatives out, he has to do it. We are under espionage attack. Russia kicked the Soros group out. Soros must be arrested. And the people are behind Trump. Now, Trump's playing nice with them right now because he's not in power yet, and he's in the maximum danger of the next 70 days. Maximal danger. He is a major vector target right now, attack vector. They are coming at him from every side. And I'm here to tell you, the best sign I saw was him not telling the mainstream media when he was leaving Washington or where he was going, or when he was leaving New York, and just totally ignoring them. That's a good sign, because that's not media. That's globalist, occupied enemy forces of disinformation and America hate that are absolutely discredited and hated. And he needs to support the new independent media, which is going to continue expanding regardless, and point out it's real, and totally ignore them, and draw a demarcation line. Because You see the evidence. They're only intensifying their attacks right now. Thank God they're so arrogant.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. Americanism, not globalism. Americanism, not globalism.
The era of economic surrender will finally be over.
We will no longer surrender this country or its people to the false song of globalism.
They have gotten the political establishment and the media establishment to become pure, wanton henchmen of totalitarianism.
If you were a foreign power looking to weaken America, you couldn't do better than Hillary Clinton's economic agenda.
I think what the Chinese have done is really smart.
The skyscrapers went up in Beijing and many other cities around the world, while the factories and neighborhoods crumbled right here in Detroit.
It's all training us to accept less, lowering expectations, a post-industrial world, a new dark age. That's what the UN Biological Diversity Assessment 1996 calls for.
When we abandon the policy of America first, we started rebuilding other countries instead of our own.
Not a world, Winston, that gets more beautiful and more technological and stronger. A world that gets uglier and stupider and more stunted.
That the government should allow Hillary Clinton to become president of the United States.
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Well, I voted for Hillary. I guess I have to since I'm working for her as well.
You want an image of the future, Winston? It's a boot stomping on a human face forever.
Muslims are peaceful and tolerant people and have nothing whatsoever to do with terrorism.
Women are treated, discriminated against in all of these countries she took money against. Gays and lesbians are either executed or punished severely. They're mistreated. She claims to be their champion.
Don't look at me, Winston, and see the black circles around my eyes and see how ugly and weak I am, expressing myself and dying, and I torture people 18 hours a day, and I have a horrible life. That's the beauty of the satanic evil of the priest of power ripping apart humanity. We're here to hurt humans. We're here to suck your guts out.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
That sounded pretty extreme a couple months ago, and I read from 1984 and basically paraphrased a little bit of the end there about how the priest of power, Satanist in government, want to hurt themselves, hurt you, and hurt everybody else. But then you get the WikiLeaks, and it's all about keeping us poor, hurting us, hating each other, and you guessed it, Satanism. This is what really goes on in the world, folks. This is what's happened in every culture and every civilization when decadence hits a certain bottom level. And it appears worldwide that we have gone to the bottom of this particular mineshaft, this particular trench, this particular gateway to hell, and maybe trying to scrabble up towards the surface. But if people say, Alex, be more happy about this election, we've hit bottom, hopefully. We're now trying to go back to the surface. And I've never been some deep sea diver, but I've been 80, 90 feet down and can't get water out of my mask and start to panic and just relax and just kick your fins and go back to the surface. And I feel like we're trying to get back to the surface, but I'll be honest, I don't know how much water is on top of us. I don't know how deep we went. Do you? Just what I know of is super deep, super dangerous. And let's be honest, it's always worse than I thought, isn't it? My only mistake is that it's almost always worse than Jones thinks. I am sickened by how on target I've been so far. I've not been pleased with our analysis turning out to be dead on. Dead on as far down as I can see. You keep swimming down, it keeps getting deeper, doesn't it? But it feels like we've hit bottom and we're trying to struggle up right now. We've got enough air in our tanks, but we cannot celebrate yet because I put a video out yesterday and I said he's in the most danger he's ever been. They've said in all these newspapers and TV shows, kill him. Nothing was ever done because the Justice Department wouldn't allow the Secret Service to call for prosecution. And believe me, the Secret Service called for the prosecution thousands of times. They caught people planning attacks on Trump and couldn't do anything. Lawlessness. Soros funding all these destabilization groups. They're not playing games. So I've shot a lot of special reports warning of this in the past. I shot one last night and I saw some of the trolls going, oh, Alex, whatever, you fearmonger. Really, today, articles on Infowars.com. Massive, massive, massive calls for Trump to be killed in the media and on Twitter and on Facebook. And then we have people on CNN and on MSNBC saying it's time to kill Trump, kill his supporters, it's time for blood, and the media is like nodding their head, trying to call for a revolution when we just saw the revolution against the media, against the foreign banks, against Hollywood. You understand? You just lost the revolution, and you stole five states, and you still got your ass handed to you. That's why they were all so stunned. The tsunami was so mega hammer that you couldn't stop it. Your seawall wasn't big enough. So Katy Perry, again, says we need revolution, need to get violent. Let me tell you something, Tart. And I know your daddy, he's been on the show, and I know Russell Brand, and I woke Russell Brand up to a great extent. He said it on the show, and you used to be awake. In fact, you pretty much broke up, or I broke up with each other over the fact that you wanted to go the whole Hitlerian route, I guess, with the Democrats, and Brand doesn't like either group. But, sweetheart, this is the real world. You want to play general? If there is a big bloody civil war, you're going to get prosecuted, lady. You can't sit up there and tell 50 million fans it's time to get violent. You know how many racial attacks there were against innocent white people yesterday? So many, I can't even keep track of them. And again, Katie, you're a beautiful woman. You're very talented. Your dad's a listener. He's been on the show. I know all the inside baseball. Stop. As Dave Mustaine told me all this stuff, and I got contacted by her dad, and I don't want to get into all of it, but Katy Perry is a very haunted person, and I feel sorry for her, and I don't want to go off on some jag about her. It's just, come on, Katy. Hillary's not a nice lady. Just because your record company, some big globalist operation, Hollywood-controlled, tells you to act like a fool, stop it. But I'm not going to digress. If Trump gets killed, I want to explain something to the New World Order. I think they get this. It's only going to make our movement for nationalism against globalism 3 or 4 times stronger. He's such a strong leader and such a patriot. Hold on. I got to take this. Got to play a tape, guys. It's, of course, my phone's not working. This is bizarre. Yeah, play the Paul Joseph Watson. Hello?
After weeks of taunting Trump supporters over Trump's suggestion that he might not immediately accept the election result, Hillary voters came together, preached a message of unity, and graciously accepted Donald Trump's victory. Oh no, they actually rioted, attacked people in the street, and threatened to kill Donald Trump and his supporters.
He refused to say that he would respect the results of this election. Now, make no mistake, by doing that, he is threatening our democracy. And the peaceful transition of power is one of the things that sets us apart. It's how we hold our country together, no matter who's in charge.
All year, they preached the mantra, love Trump's hate. All year, they denounced us as being hateful and intolerant. And what's the first thing they do after the election? Engage in rampant hateful intolerance. This tolerant liberal called for people to die to prevent Trump from taking office.
We can't just do rallies. We have to fight back. There will be casualties on both sides. There will be, because people have to die to make a change in this world.
Look at this idiot. Wall Street is the enemy, not Muslims or immigrants. You just voted for someone whose entire campaign was funded by Wall Street, you utter moron. Look at this clown. I am gay. I am in love. I am terrified. Yeah, you didn't seem to be too terrified by 20% of Hillary's campaign being funded by a country that still executes gay people. Seriously, has anyone told you people that you can't change the result of a democratic election by throwing a temper tantrum? The Electoral College isn't going to look at you burning a Donald Trump effigy and think, oh well, a bunch of butt-hurt losers had a hissy fit. So I guess we better just invalidate the entire election and just have everyone vote again until Hillary wins.
This isn't fair. I need Hillary to stand up right now and walk in and sue the United States of America.
That's not how it works. You're literally protesting against free democratic elections. Your behavior is why Trump won in the first place. Do you understand that yet? Americans saw you attacking innocent people, burning down and rioting all year, and they responded by voting against what you represent. Also, you're carrying Mexican flags while chanting Trump is not my president. You know that this is America, right? Do you know what country you're actually in? SJWs are trying to pressure the Electoral College to disregard the vote altogether, because blocking the outcome of legitimate free elections because you don't like the result is so progressive. It's not what dictators in third world countries do at all. Now, Katy Perry thinks that she's Che Guevara. Rise up, the revolution is coming. Seriously. F*** off to North Korea. You'd like it there. You won't have to worry about elections because your candidate wins every time. Look at the unhinged insanity that motivates these people.
I remember yesterday when I was naive and I thought the September 11 attacks were the worst thing that could happen to America.
Yeah, that's right. 9/11, a terrorist attack that killed thousands of people, that led to multiple wars, that killed hundreds of thousands more people, and ruined the Middle East. Donald Trump is worse than that.
Yay, let's all get ready for World War II.
Hey, World War II already happened.
I have friends who are literally scared for their lives. Personally, I don't think a president should have that kind of mass effect on people.
They're probably scared because for the last year, you've been regurgitating hysterical media propaganda about how Donald Trump is literally Hitler. It's your own fault that they're scared of a democratically elected president. And it's the media to blame for inciting these anti-Trump riots. They're even paying people to play the role of anti-Trump agitators. If Trump supporters had reacted to a Hillary victory like this, the media would be denouncing them right now as dangerous, democracy-hating bigots. The media is also reporting on all this as if it's some kind of spontaneous grassroots uprising. Wrong again. It's been coordinated and paid for by billionaire globalist scumbag George Soros and MoveOn.org. In Austin, the protesters were even loaded onto special buses.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
When I saw who was calling me, that I was like trying to do the swipe to answer it, and it wouldn't work because I was so excited. Only if you were that excited. It's like in the horror movie, trying to get your key in the car to start it when the monster's coming after you. But you're so excited you drop the keys. Well, this is the opposite. So exciting I couldn't even get the thing swiped properly. I tell you, the Twilight Zone nature of my life has certainly gone into beyond bizarre. But I'm just going to stop right there. We should obviously have some interesting news for folks by this evening. And over the weekend, you'll want to stay tuned to InfoWars.com. I'll just leave it at that for you. And again, not bragging about InfoWars. I'm bragging about you. They did the numbers last night, and I've been saying 75 million tuned in the last week just on Facebook and Twitter and our own internal videos and YouTube. I'm sorry, Zimmerman is doing the numbers right now to finish it up, but it was right around 90 million last night when I left at about 7 o'clock. 90 million people in the last 7 days just on videos. And I mean, one video with 2 million, one with 5 million, one with 3 million, and it's like pieces of the stream. You can't just put like a 7-day stream out, so we chop it up every 2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, depending on when we're here. Overnight, it's like a 6-hour chunk. A lot of nights we were only gone 2 hours. So we cut them in pieces. People like shorter pieces. But this is big pieces, and it had 90 million views. That's bigger than Fox, folks. They're in their own world. And Trump knows they're in their own world. Fox is the biggest thing out there. And that's why he just dissed the entire media. The most positive thing I've seen, because we made the joke that once he gets into office, it's one thing if he has some establishment folks that guide him through the mines of Moria. He used the Lord of the Rings analogy. If you're not a J.R.R. Tolkien fan, you won't know what I'm talking about, but I think most people are from the movies. It's one thing if he has a guide that's kind of a bad guy to take him through the mines of Moria or under the mountain. But if you catch him kissing goblins, or if you catch him in bed with a goblin, that's a problem. If he, say, signs on to the TPP, that's in bed with a goblin. Trump charging into a goblin's nest, kissing goblins, goblin vomit, catch him in bed with a goblin. Now, because we're going to have a new scale here. I'm actually going to have it made digitally where it's on a scale of goblins. Is it charging into a goblin's nest, hacking him to pieces? Or is it just going, around the goblins? Is it kissing goblins, even though you still stab them, you give them a kiss? Or is it catching him in bed with a goblin? And then the final scale, is Trump going to have babies with a goblin and actually help the New World Order and turn against us like Darth Vader? Is he going to marry a goblin? So you just learn about another level of the scale. Not just in bed with a goblin, marry a goblin. That'll be all over the news now. And then they think it's discrediting to attack us with that. And then all it does is make everybody love us that more. See, they in the WikiLeaks were saying, let's push Trump because he'll discredit the whole GOP, and then if he becomes the nominee, we'll be able to defeat him. Now, pretty soon they figured out, no, he's actually popular. He's going to destroy us within a few months. So they changed all that. Too late. He got the nomination, and then he defeated Hillary, who tried to steal the election in a landslide. And now Wolf Blitzer is whining and bitching like someone robbed him. This is outrageous. This is incredible. You didn't have a press conference with us. This is unacceptable. And then he just flew off and didn't even tell us from D.C. to New York. I said this on air. I hope he moves out of the White House. It's too small. It's not safe. And moves into one of his big mansions and builds a big armored wall around it and puts in big, facilities for the Secret Service and everybody else. He's got mansions next to office buildings and just has his own White House. Just break with everything except the Republic. Move out of that captured nest. Move back in once we recaptured Washington. But don't move into the middle of the enemy encampment. Move out of there. Just spiritually you need to, and all the surveillance and all the spies and all the crap. It's just absolutely horrible. Only go there maybe a few days a week and have that be your other office and just get away from these people. And I said, don't do press conferences with them. Do your own big daily announcements. And then do like they do. Say, we're going to just bring in the Patriot media. Dun, 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 dun. And here comes all the correspondents. Hundreds and hundreds of them. But you know what? We're not as bad as they are. So you know what? No, let's just have it open to everybody. The point is that dissing these people is key. Now, I get the fact that so the stock market wouldn't plunge and so there wouldn't be bigger riots, he put the part of the conciliatory, the facilitator, to go and meet with Obama and say, you're a good person. We owe you for what you've done. It was a total lie. But he was kissing a goblin. The goblin did not look pleased, I will tell you, because he ever said what Trump was doing was devastating him. And, of course, it was a lesser man next to a real man, a self-made man, Obama, a globalist operative, destroying this country and his own people. But it's a big day, ladies and gentlemen. It's a new day. It's a new life. Birds flying high. I tell you, I know how they feel. We got to play that coming back. Woo! Good stuff, baby. We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
You know how I feel. Sun in the sky. You know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life.
For all of us.
For me.
If we just take it in our hands. Because this is 1776.
Good.
You know I'm feeling good.
Fish in the sea, You know how I feel.
I had the tumblers going in my brain for days after the victory. Free. Couldn't sleep.
You know how I feel.
Because I hadn't gotten the approximation yet for victory. And I saw it all click.
You know how I feel.
And then I knew the next moves they'd make yesterday. And then all of a sudden, I saw it going exactly like I'd envisioned. And I'm feeling good. It's a hell of a species. Been through too much. Every time somebody thinks they're going to take it down, every time there's some nut group that's in competition with their own kind, things get bad, real bad. It's always darkest before the dawn. And that human spirit made in the image of God turns on. And the high voltage switches get flipped. And those little rat bastards that thought they were going to piss all over the better men and women of this world find out that there were people a lot better than them, a lot smarter than them, who weren't seeking power, but who weren't going to have our heads rubbing the mud. Ladies and gentlemen, that which does not kill you only makes you stronger, and we are living in very, very epic times. I will say this about the big enemy attack. If you go to CNN.com, I did it this morning, half the stories, I mean, I was counting them. I think it was more than half, but it may have changed by now, but were about white people were ignored. This is why this happened. White lash. Poor whites did this. Poor whites did that. Whites, 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 whites. Minorities scared of whites. Extremism rising. Hate crimes by whites rising. They are literally telling Hispanics, blacks, and Asians, you can't have low taxes. You can't have prosperity. You can't have Second Amendment. You can't have a controlled border and security. They're literally engaged in divide and conquer, as we've seen before. But this shows us they're not capitulating to the people's will or to what the market wants or what would make CNN and MSNBC successful. No, they are going on with what they've done that has brought them to rack and ruin. So I say, good. Doesn't matter whether Donald Trump compromises or not. I don't think he will. You people are not compromising with the American people. And so we are what's driving all of this, and you're done. So I am very, very positive right now, because pretty much any avenue we go down, you are screwed. You have no credibility. You are totally delusional. And Americans of every race, color, and creed are sick of this crap, and they know what Donald Trump really stands for. Common sense. Russia's done nothing to us. We're not going to have a war with you. Islamists are running wild in 30 countries, killing people in mass, invading us, saying, kill us. We're going to blow the hell out of you. It's the return of common sense, not rocket science. And all I'm saying to everybody who's been drinking the Kool-Aid of Hillary and all this crap and George Soros, Kennedy, one of the last true Democrats, cut taxes about 50% in the main tax brackets of middle class and poor people, and tax receipts double. Do you get that through your brain? Reagan increased spending too much for the Democrats. They basically tripled it. Didn't matter if tax receipts went up 70-something percent. We went into debt. It was wrong. It was wrong. But it's better than the Democrats trying to destroy the damn country. And they were heavily involved in that. So just popping in is Roger Stone. I am so busy with sponsors I got to take care of and ads I got to deal with and actually running this place. I've been for weeks not even focused on that. But I'm going to go off in an hour. And Paul Watson's coming up. We're going to air a bunch of special reports. It'll be very, very powerful. I'm going to pop in later in the broadcast. But I've just got too much to do. And I've got to do it while I have my early day energy. So I'm going to be leaving. But big broadcast today. But I wanted to get Roger to pop in because I'm very, very positive. Obviously, Trump's going to have some guides into Washington. I'm very pleased with what Pence has done, delivering the goods on pro-life and so much more. I trust him. I don't trust neocons to carry out the president and the people's agenda. We see some of those folks coming in. If they fully get behind the agenda, side issue. But regardless, do not go along with Paul Ryan. Remove him. He's been caught in WikiLeaks with Hillary. Pelosi, Reid, their own party wants them out. Get rid of that old guard establishment that incestuously worked together to screw the people and get folks in that want a prosperity-driven system. Trump isn't out to get us. So I haven't really talked to Stone. I don't know what's on his plate. I talked to him earlier, so we just pop in for 10 minutes. You've been in New York. He's obviously met with the president-elect, but he can't get into that inside baseball. This is a very exciting time, Roger, and I do want to celebrate now that I've had some sleep. Congratulations to you, baby. You're an MVP. Folks have no idea, like you're the Merlin of this whole deal, behind the scenes helping put King Arthur on the throne. But I got to tell you, the superhuman strength of Trump, not letting up, feeding off of combat. My God, this is total presidential stuff compared to the scum we've had in the last 20 years.
Well, Alex, first of all, it's great to be back with you. I spoke to President-elect Trump last night at some length on a broad variety of topics, and I'm not really at liberty to discuss that. But let me just say that he is, first of all, very grateful to the InfoWars.com audience. He knows that you are the centerpiece of the resistance. He knows that he has gotten a better treatment here than from anyone in the mainstream media, and he is very grateful and very thankful for your support and the support of your audience. Secondarily, he is, I think, trying to get his head around some of the extraordinary national
security. Yeah, let's be clear. He's got a lot of stuff going on. In fact, I'm quite embarrassed that he's actually reached out to already say thank you. I mean, this is crazy what he's doing. And now I'm told he's working 18 hours a day still. I'm kind of actually worried about him at 70. Is this Superman?
No, look, and I told him this. At the end of the day, he is the one who won this. His enormously energetic sprint, the final 2 weeks of this campaign, was almost superhuman. This reminded me of Harry Truman, who jumped on a train and went from one coast to the other doing four stops a day until he could no longer speak and pulling out an upset. Trump put forward a Herculean personal effort here. And at the end of the day, Alex, I think he won despite his campaign. By that, I mean his campaign, God bless them, they were a grassroots-oriented, guerrilla-oriented operation. We didn't have the slick, well-financed operation of the Clintons. But in the end, it didn't matter because Trump's talent, Trump's ability as a communicator, Trump's enunciation of the anti-elitist message.
His instinct. I've been watching him carefully. He's got an instinct that is second to none.
Now, the other thing I can tell you is there are many, many people in the political establishment advising him not to allow the prosecution of Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, presumably Chelsea Clinton, for their crimes. I personally think that's an enormous mistake. Either we are a nation of laws, or we are a nation of men. Which is it? There has to be one standard. If David Petraeus can be prosecuted, then Hillary Clinton must be prosecuted.
So let me jump in here, and I totally agree with you. My advice to Trump is this. A, it's what you said you'd do. B, it's the right thing to do justice. But C, and most importantly, you cannot leave this den of vipers there. They will try to bring you down. They will never stop. You must break these people, as you've already done, the MSM, the Clintons. The minute you go after them with the law and due process, their minions are all mercs. They will roll, and we will destroy the entire nest of corruption, and you would have won. If you don't do it, they're going to be sniping at you the whole time.
He cannot take his foot off their throat.
That's
not
it.
Now. He's beaten them against enormous odds.
When King David, I'm interrupting again. You're absolutely on target. When King David, with that stone, hit Goliath while he was praying, he prayed, God, make me aim true. Nobody could beat the Goliath. He only knocked Goliath out. If he would have hesitated, not taking Goliath's sword and chopped his head off, Goliath would have gotten up and strangled him. King David must raise the sword, correct?
Absolutely. I think this is why I say lock her up needs to continue to be our watchword.
And by the way, you challenged me. I took away the 2016. It's over. I'm announcing it. We're designing it today. You're absolutely correct. We are launching. It'll be here in 1 week. I just did it. We talked some more. We are launching, ladies and gentlemen, the Hillary for President 2017 limited edition shirt. It'll be available by this afternoon in pre-order at InfoWarsStore.com. Sorry, sir.
We are, I think, at a key point where former Mayor Rudy Giuliani yesterday on Fox summed this up. This is not a decision for the president. This is a decision for the grand jury. This is a decision for a career, unbiased, non-political prosecutor to look at the totality of the Clinton Foundation and the pardons and 100 other issues that the Clintons have enriched themselves by breaking the law and determine whether there is, in fact, a criminal indictment there. The other issue here, Alex, is, of course, the outstanding issue of the 680,000 emails on the Wiener-Abedin server. So when the FBI director says we've reviewed them and there's nothing there, my sources in the Congress, who have seen all of them, my sources in the NYPD, who have seen all of them, tell me that there is open and shut evidence of treason, corruption, sexual exploitation, and worse.
And we have the earlier WikiLeaks where they're with Obama saying, we've got to cover this up, our illegal emails. We have them. We have them. We have them in gun sights ready.
So there can be no reprieve here. This is going to be very important, but I can already see the siren song of the political establishment calling on the president to give the Clintons a pass in order to heal the country and unite. This is nonsense. These are asps. They will bite.
Well, here's the good news. The president can't give a 360 pardon from what I've read in jurisprudence. And so even if Obama gives him one, there's so many thousands of crimes. Prosecutors afterwards, doesn't matter, new investigations, new crimes.
Well, I would argue that under the Nixon precedent, Obama could, in fact, pardon the Clintons for any and all crimes they may have committed. But and if that happens, that's a legal process.
But the foundation's an ongoing crime. The foundation's an ongoing crime.
She still will have accepted a pardon, which is essentially the admission of a crime. The Clinton Foundation is going to dry up. Who in God's name would give them a penny to stick in their pockets now? Who?
I agree. I mean, thank you, Roger, for coming on. Any other points that are key to add? Listen, nobody's perfect. This is so complex. I can't believe he's working 18 hours a day. I'm so impressed. People, the media is going to try to, here's the new attack. They're going to now attack us on our strength, liberty, and the fact that we don't falter or waver. They're going to claim he isn't 100% delivering. We have to wait and see and give him time to even get in. We have to worry about assassination, which the media is pushing. So don't let them start claiming, oh, he's bringing in neocons, or oh, he's doing or that. Donald Schoen, he does what he wants. The point is, it's delivering, building the wall, cutting the taxes, standing back and letting prosecution take place. That's what we're waiting for once he's president. In the next 70 days, total defense of Trump, absolute promotion of what he pushes for, and keep fighting. Keep fighting and exposing MSM. Wasn't it genius to ignore the press corps and not tell them where he was going or what he was doing?
Yeah, I think CNN is going to have a very hard time getting him on the phone. I think the New York Times is going to have a very hard time getting him on the phone. I think he's wise to ignore them. But, Alex, let me also say, any of the names you see floated out there for various positions, whether it's Chris Christie or Rudy Giuliani or Jamie Dimon for Treasury.
It's all bull. It's all bull.
Here's the worst idea I've ever heard my entire life. It's all that's not true. It is self-promotion in most cases. You should not read anything into that. No decisions are made. No lists are made. It's wildly premature. So when the Washington Post reports a piece by Robert Costa saying that Corey Lewandowski is under consideration for chief of staff, no, he is not. That's a plant. That is not true. There is zero chance that that will happen.
That's right. Lewandowski is now a CNN turncoat operative.
Well, this is the same guy who planted a fake story at the Washington Post that he was in charge of the vice presidential selection process, which he was not. So you see a lot of self-promotion. You see the Washington rats all trying to board the ship. The watchword today is, I was with you the whole time. Anybody who says that was not with you the whole time.
Well, my listeners were with the fact that Trump was a patriot and the elite were against him. And I was a little fly on the wall in the meeting where what really brought down Lewandowski came out. And I knew Lewandowski was going down. So I know the inside baseball. And it's not some pissing contest with Lewandowski. He's really a bad person. And I want to salute the individual that helped bring him down. And just, you know, thank God there's patriots around Trump protecting him. And listen, nobody's smart enough or has enough eyeballs or brain cells to keep track of something this complex. The fact is the enemy hates Trump. That's why you know he's good. And we're going to give him massive benefit of the doubt until he gets into office. But remember, folks, the number one threat from my gut, and you see him in the news, is them trying to kill Trump. Don't you agree, Roger, that's the maximum threat right now?
Look, I pray for his security. I've written a book on the Kennedy assassination. I wrote a book on the Bushes, which has what I think is the true story of the attempted Reagan assassination. The inappropriate actions of the Secret Service in both of those instances give me pause. Now, I think the men and women of the Secret Service are brave, loyal Americans, but I worry about the political manipulators above them. So, yes, I pray every day for the president's security. The assassination threats, you know, are ubiquitous across the social media. I myself, and I know this is probably true of you, I've gotten more death threats in the last 48 hours than I've gotten in the last 48 years. And I'm about 48 years old. So,
well, let's talk about this then. Yeah, I know you got to go, and I got to go. I'm skipping the break. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com, StoneColdTruth.com. Let me ask this question. A little bird told me that Trump, a year ago, envisioned he was going to win, understood the people, knew the mainstream media was a joke. He advertises around the country. He learns it has no response anymore. There's nothing there. You know, you advertise in independent media, there's a huge response. You advertise in mainstream, no response. I mean, Trump's a smart guy. He's like, well, they have no power. For 6-7 years, I advertise, nothing happens. You know, I mean, that's one thing for Trump to just, as a businessman, to get. They're done. This is our country. This is foreign run. This whole Soros thing, the globalists, the big banks, they admit it. It's come out in the WikiLeaks. And a little bird told me if they think they're going to try to start a war or finance too many riots in the streets or try to burn Washington or something, that we're just going to encamp the U.S. Army and the Marines around the White House, and somebody's going to sit in a bunker and sign the executive orders. And if Congress wants to roll over to the globalists, that's fine. But we finally got a president that's going to try to defeat the enemies that have captured this nation. I mean, we have the beachhead now is what I'm saying. He has captured the White House. Now he's got to capture D.C. and bring the country back. That's how epic this is.
I generally agree. I think that their moves will be more subtle than that, Alex. I think there's going to be a major effort to continue to crack down on the lending ability of community banks. In a purposeful effort to slow the economy so that can be blamed on Trump. They want to crash the economy and blame it on Trump.
Oh, I agree. So what does Trump do? He gets up in 70 days and points out with his bully pulpit what they're doing to crash it before he gets in?
Yes, he tells his Treasury Secretary to get with the community banks and make sure, since they are creditworthy, since they are loaded with cash, that they are lending to people who want to build.
And let's be clear, under Obama, in the last 8 years, almost nothing to locals, trillions to foreign banks, trillions to China, nothing for us. Trump needs to say, you give the damn loans to local people, including black communities, right now, and the Hispanic communities and the poor communities now. You give them the loans, they pay them back, you do it right now.
Well, and I happen to know that the president-elect is looking at some innovative financing options where you could rebuild our infrastructure without using tax dollars. I mean, this can be done where you can essentially get a guaranteed line of credit to rebuild America without squandering.
Sure.
You know,
all that matters is tax cuts and confidence. This country can't be held down. The Federal Reserve used to admit we're overheating. We've got to suppress it. And that's the big secret. Trump knows that. Just turn a few switches. Block the globalists, we're going to win, right, Roger?
I think that's exactly right. Look, I think he's going to move towards a sound dollar. I think he's going to move to growth-oriented tax policy.
Is that why the stock market went up?
I noticed that. Very, very, because, look, we have a businessman in charge. He understands the economy, and he knows how to create jobs. I've never been more confident.
What did you make of Wall Street chanting, lock her up, my friend?
Yes, well, we'll get there. I think it's vitally important that he keep his pledge to the American people on those questions. All right, Alex, I'm going back over to Trump Tower, but great to be with you again, and I will keep you posted.
There goes Roger Stone, ladies and gentlemen. Very exciting times to be alive. I tell you, StoneColdTruth.com, AlexJonesInfoWars.com. I've done 53 minutes of this broadcast and have not once even sat here and said support us, and that's why I'm at a go off air here, because I've got ads for advertisers to cut that are a month behind. I've got bills to pay, contracts to sign, satellite deals. I mean, I got a lot of crap going on, a lot of good stuff. But, I mean, it's just by the time I sit on air for like 3 or 4, I'm like a zombie and can't make these business decisions. It's weird. I can still do radio and TV forever, but when it's a business, I've got to really figure out how to fund this thing. So I want to just encourage everybody, if you want to see the main attack ship in this fight turn into 3 or 4 ships, and really run the tables on these people, we've got amazing products everybody needs at InfoWarsStore.com. We got free shipping throughout at least today or tomorrow. We're selling out of so much stuff. I didn't order enough stuff thinking the sale wouldn't be that big. So it's going to have to end one way or the other. But take advantage of it. Free shipping store-wide. 30% off Supernova Vitality. 30% off X2, the good halogen. 30% off DNA Force. Wow, that's a big deal. 30% off Living Defense. 30% off Lung Cleanse. 30-40% off all the high-quality storable foods. That's a big deal. We just extended that out. Our great supplier, My Patriot Supply, has decided to do that because they're so excited as well. InfoWarsStore.com is the main site. Subsites to go to the nutraceuticals or supplements. To get your probiotics or your vitamin mineral fusion fruit punch, your bio PCA for the hair and nails, or knockout sold out. Well, they told me it was sold out. It's still up there. The bio true selenium, liver cleanse, oxy powder, prostate guard, anthroplex. It's just the dry version of the supermel vitality. It's all there. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And that runs right through the weekend. So, again, to all the viewers out there, if you want to be part of the next level of the take back of America and the world for free market, true open societies, notice Soros names his group the Open Society because he's the opposite. This is the real renaissance. This is the real freedom. We've broken the back of the enemy. We have taken action to the next level. History is unfolding now. And it is not corporate sponsorship that funded this. It was you, the listeners and viewers, that took action. So I want to encourage you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of store-wide free shipping, at least for the next 24 hours. And while supplies last, 30 to 40% off products across the board, like non-GMO heirloom seeds, water filtration systems, super cutting-edge supplements, storable foods, and so much more on apparel. It's 50 to 15% off, depending on which piece of apparel it is. Because I do the Made in America thing, and we make almost nothing on that because it costs so much to do because of how unfair things are. So we can't go more than 15% on Made in America because we're only making like 30% on it. Made in Mexico, made in Venezuela, made in, you know, wherever, places like Honduras. Yeah, we can give you 50% off on that because the shirt costs $5. Made in America, $12, $13. Some of the more designer stuff, $25. But it's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. I'll be doing special broadcast tomorrow. I'll be obviously back to Sunday 4 to 6 p.m. We've got a bunch of compilations of the best of the last week coming up in the next hour. Clips of my famous interview with Donald Trump because he kept all his promises. I will not disappoint you. Boy, didn't he? He did absolutely deliver. And then Paul Watson, the absolute Arthurian warrior from Albion, will be joining us. And then we are also going to have a big excerpt, big analyses of the secret of why Trump, one, hasn't aired yet, shot it last night, the threat against his life, what's happening there, and so much more. That's going to air in the fourth hour with David Knight, hosting about 20, 30 minutes of it. It'll be breaking news and analysis, but a lot of it is going to be tapes I shot last night while I was on fire. It's all up on InfoWars.com. Will they kill Trump before the inauguration? I said that last night. It was just a flotilla of articles today saying, kill him. Kill him now. So this is the crazy town level to which we've reached. But we haven't gotten to the riots all over the country. The story linked on drugsreport.com is an InfoWars story. High school girl viciously attacked for supporting Donald Trump by black folks. This is just attacks all over the country. You go to CNN, though, it's white people are attacking black people. And that means some operative of the government burned at 1 foot across in somebody's yard, totally made up. All the church parties are out to be fake. The black stripper being raped by the lacrosse team, fake. It's all finance. It's all fake. I mean, if it was real, I'd report it. Let's say this. It's as rare as finding an Easter bunny at Christmas, okay? Because most white people are in a catatonic state, totally guilty. Back when the Klan was running around doing bad stuff, it was like 2% of the population in the South. I mean, just face it, folks. When you're walking down an alley at night in a minority neighborhood, you see a white guy, are you afraid you're going to get attacked? It's just statistically, it's not happening. And it's happening everywhere. They admit it. It's like 100-something times more likely for white to be attacked by a black person. And it's a minority of blacks doing it, but still, crime's rare. But in that group, the media sells it like it's okay. Just like in the 50s, most racial attacks were the KKK against blacks because it was culturally acceptable. We have to make it unacceptable. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. Spread the word. They hate that site. That you've been spreading it. It's been destroying them.
Today.
Hi, this